You're listening to SBS News.
Within 24 hours of the terror attack that struck the otherwise peaceful city of Christchurch, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern had a strong message.
I can tell you one thing right now. Our gun laws will change.
The suspect, a 28-year-old Australian man identified as Brenton Tarrant, had licenses for the two semi-automatic weapons, two shotguns, and a lever-action firearm he allegedly used at the two mosques in Christchurch. The tragic incident that resulted in the loss of 50 lives has now put New Zealand's 30-year-old gun laws in question. As it stands, New Zealand currently has about one firearm to every four people and no ban on semi-automatic military-style weapons. With only military-style semi-automatic guns needed to be registered, the majority are left unaccounted for by authorities. The New Zealand government is moving quickly on the future of gun laws and has now pledged to look at banning semi-automatic weapons. The new proposals are receiving a mostly positive reaction from the public. Gun owner Ian Britton says he supports the tightening of the laws as long as people who need guns have access to them.
There could well be a bit of a comeback on some guys that have perhaps got more weapons than they use, but you know, as long as they're responsible, which of course is with everything, I mean, you've got to have some sort of freedom, but you need a weapon that's appropriate for what you're using it for.
There are an estimated 1.5 million guns in New Zealand, and firearm ownership is far more common than in Australia. That compares to Australia's 3.5 million guns for 24.6 million people, around one weapon for every eight people. Experts believe Australia has the tightest gun laws in the region, but that only came about after the Port Arthur massacre in 1996. In Australia, it's illegal to have an unregistered firearm, and the government severely restricted automatic and semi-automatic weapons after a mass shooting in which 35 people were killed and 23 wounded in Port Arthur, Tasmania. Many pundits are also referring to the Christchurch attack as New Zealand's Port Arthur moment. Terrorism and counter-violent extremism expert Professor Greg Barton has told SBS the perception of owning assault rifles in New Zealand will change dramatically now.
There's an immediate concern at two levels. In New Zealand, New Zealand has lived all these years with assault rifles being readily available, as they are in America, without any bad consequences. Now they can no longer say that. Somebody else with an AR-15 will go out and think of using it, whatever their motivation or linkage with a gunman in Christchurch.
Professor Barton says while it is hard to get hold of such weapons in Australia, there's always a fear of what he calls as copycat attacks that could be carried out using other means.
Pretty much every few weeks there's a drug bust, and we see on the front pages of the paper drugs, cash and assault rifles. Organised criminals in narcotics rings now have these weapons. They could pass into the hands of extremists for the right price. We need to be concerned about that. It was the AR-15 that made this attack so lethal. But short of that, somebody may try and do something, perhaps going back to the more familiar method of using a car against pedestrians, using a knife, just using a regular firearm. That threat is now more imminent because copycat is the mechanism that we see repeated again and again.
The terror attack in Christchurch has also put gun laws in New South Wales on the political agenda. With state elections just around the corner, the Berejiklian government and the opposition have been taking jibes at each other over weakening gun laws. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says opposition leader Michael Daly should cut ties with the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party following the Christchurch attacks. Mr. Daly has cut a preference deal with the Shooters in some seats, and he says he won't rule out relying on the support of the Shooters if he finds himself in a minority government. Ms. Berejiklian claims the partnership may put Mr. Daly under pressure to water down gun laws.
They support giving access to guns to 10-year-olds. They support bringing semi-automatics into New South Wales. I don't stand for that. I never have. I never will. And I think the Labor leader and his party need to make the same call.
But Mr. Daly says he will not tolerate any weakening of gun laws.
I'll tell you what. If the Liberals and Nationals and Shooters combine to weaken the gun laws in New South Wales, I will resign from Parliament. I will not be a part of a Parliament that weakens the gun laws in New South Wales. It will not happen if I am the Premier.
The changing of gun laws in New Zealand has triggered an intense debate on social media, with Americans drawing parallels between their government and their New Zealand counterparts. By comparison, for every 100 people in the United States, there are 120 guns, more than one per person. There have been 1,981 mass shootings in the United States, Since the Sandy Hook school shooting in December 2012, Americans have taken aim at the difference of response to mass shootings between the two governments. Gun control activists in the United States say the New Zealand government has taken strong action instead of simply offering what they call thoughts and prayers to the friends and families of the victims. George Oshie, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.